Church by visiting meritassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at meritassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM in Cocoa, Florida. You are listening to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. It's Ministry of Merit Assembly of God, and some faithful listeners who benefit from this radio program and deem it valuable and help to bring this program to you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning to 9 o'clock on WMIE 91.5 FM, 5 to 5:30 on the same station, PM. And then 10:30 of a morning, it is on WWBC 1510 AM. So if you miss the morning broadcast, you can catch the mid-morning broadcast. If you miss that one, you can catch it at 5 o'clock of an evening. If you miss it then, you can still get it online and listen on demand. And I will tell you, a few weeks ago, I went early in the morning. It was before the 10:30, and I was re-listening to the broadcast, and I found it on the on-demand feature before the 10:30 broadcast that morning. So you don't have to wait till the next day before you can listen on demand. You can get it that very same day. But the truths that we share on here, even though we may have some pertinent announcements time-wise and things like that, the truth that we share is timeless. So it doesn't matter if you listen on Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday or Friday, or if you listen at Saturday or Sunday morning at 2:30 in the morning. The Word of God is still going to be true in all of those occasions. So we want to say thank you today to the folks at JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you need block or concrete work done, give them a call. They can come out, give you a quote, and see about getting you on the schedule. I was reading an email that came out, and it was a spiritual email. It was advertising a new book or a new teaching series or something. And it's like, what prevents you from having a breakthrough in your faith or mountain moving faith or something like that? And they said, you can only grow as much as your foundation can sustain. And that is true spiritually, but it is also true physically. And concrete work is not one of those things that people come in and when you're looking to sell your house and go, ooh, ah, I love your foundation. Most of the time that work is unseen. But if there's a problem with the foundation, it's going to show up in cracks. It's going to show up in settling and all sorts of different areas. You want to make sure that you have the foundation of a structure done properly. The folks at JITS Concrete do that. They do it right. They do it right the first time, and they will treat you fair. And believe me, you don't want to be having to learn how to do that and then do it wrong and then have to go rent a jackhammer and jackhammer it all up and then haul it all to the dump and then come back in and you're at ground zero all over again, having to start again. Call the folks at JITS Concrete, 321-536-5804. They can get you on a firm foundation. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. They are a blessing. So I want to invite you out to Merit Assembly. This week we're beginning a series this Sunday on pioneers of the faith. And so I want to invite you out to that series. We are going to be covering that for a few weeks and really looking forward to what God is going to do. Want to invite you ladies especially out to our Mother's Day ladies service special. It's last year we gave away gift cards. This year we're not giving away gift cards. Last year we gave away gift cards and encouraged the ladies to go out and buy an outfit that they could wear that would remind them every day that they put it on that they were a daughter of the King. And so we want to, no matter what good, what bad happens to you in life, that you always remember that you're a daughter of the King. And the devil can never steal that identity away from you. So that's what we did last year. This year we're talking about pioneer women, and that's what we're going to be talking on Mother's Day. So we'd like to invite you out to that service, 10:30 of a morning, 165 North Grove Street. You can type that into your phone, your smartphone, and ask for directions. It will get you right there. It's Merit Assembly of God has never been easier to find, thanks to GPS and navigation systems on phones. So those are some things that are coming up, and we encourage you to come out and be a part of them. Later on in the month of May, on a Sunday night, we have a phenomenal missionary that is going to be with us. She serves in Zambia, and she's only been to Merit Assembly once, but I still remember one of the things that she said there, and that is, God is Jehovah Jireh, God my provider. He is not Jehovah Stingy. And I just love her. I loved her mindset towards going to the mission field. I loved her faith that God was going to provide, and that he has provided for her now for a number of years. I don't even remember how long. She's probably been on the mission field 8 or 9 years. We are really looking forward to her coming and sharing what God is doing in her ministry. So today we are going to wrap up this week. We're going to go back to the book of 1 John, which is at the back of the New Testament. You got 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, the book of Jude, and then Revelation. If that tells you, 2 John, 3 John, and the book of Jude are all single chapter books. So it really doesn't take too many page turns to get you from Revelation back to 1 John. You see 2 Peter, you've gone too far. Turn back to the right and go back a little ways. Today we are going to talk about some spiritual truth. This is words that were inspired by the Holy Spirit to be spoken through John. And we're going to look at some of these things. He's going to say, if you've got this going on, here's the truth about that situation. So we're going to look at that today. So we're going to go into 1 John chapter 1. We're going to begin reading at verse number 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. So we're gonna talk about some very simple truths here today. The first thing is that God has no darkness in him at all. It says that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That's verse number 5. Because of that reality, that there is no darkness in God, there's no sickness, there's no disease, there's no deception, there is nothing evil, there is nothing in him that is unholy. He is perfect. He is wisdom. There is no foolishness in him. There's no folly in him. God is absolutely perfect. The kingdom of light is exceedingly greater than the kingdom of darkness. And from that premise, from that reality, then John makes this statement and says, if someone has said that the word if is the biggest two-letter word in the English language, that those two letters means that whatever comes next, whatever our response to the previous thing is, or however we handle this, that there are multiple opportunities, but they are conditional. If my people will seek my face, if my people will humble themselves, if my people will turn from their wicked ways. There's if. That means that you and I have a choice in the matter. The response is ours. The option is there. How are we going to respond to this truth that that in the kingdom of God, there is no darkness? There is no darkness. So this if statement in verse number 6 says, if we declare that we have fellowship with him, that we are walking in communion with him, and yet we walk in darkness, we lie, and we do not practice the truth. What is being said here is that if we claim that we are in fellowship with God, that and yet we walk in darkness, we're walking in a manner that is incongruent with the revelation that John has just shared with us, that God has no darkness in him. So if we're saying, man, God and I are tight, and yet we're walking in the kingdom of darkness, he says that we are lying. We are deceiving ourselves. And he says this, and we do not practice the truth. Truth is not just something that is philosophical. Truth is not something that can be verified. Truth is something that has to be lived out. It has to be practiced. It is a day-by-day thing that you and I, we need to say, you know what? The truth of the matter is if there's darkness in me, that my fellowship with God is not at the level that it needs to be, and I need to be doing what is necessary to correct that imbalance in my spiritual declaration and my practice, my walk, my daily journey. What if I told you that you were only 50% on fire? What if I told you, well, 50% of your clothes are in good shape, but the other 50% they're an inferno. They're on fire. You'd want to put that flame out really quick, wouldn't you? I know that I would. I don't know how those stunt people who put on those fire retardant suits and then, you know, get set on fire for movie and television projects. I don't know how they do that. I wouldn't be able to do that. I just couldn't do it. I'd want that fire out right away. Well, we need to be that focused on making sure that we are walking in the full revelation that God wants us to. And that is, look, there is nothing in the kingdom of darkness that is worth clinging to when we have the kingdom of light, this perfection that God has set before us, that we get to spend forever with him versus forever with the devil. Folks, I'm telling you, that's a no-brainer. That is not even a contest. And yet many times we choose to deceive ourselves. Many times people say, well, you know, I said a prayer and it doesn't really matter how I live. You know, it was that sort of mindset that sparked the Great Reformation back in 1517 with Martin Luther, is when people were saying, hey, look, I have been granted immunity that I can live however I want to, and I still get to go to heaven and be with Jesus, and I don't have to worry about this sin issue anymore. The appeal of darkness, the appeal of sin, needs to have lost its grip on us. And so the truth is something that we need to practice. We need to be fleeing darkness and running towards the kingdom of light. The second declaration is in verse number 8. It's not as popular as verse number 9, but it is another one of those if statements. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. I was listening to a person one time. It wasn't a church setting. I was not a speaker there. I was just there to listen. And a person made this declaration: I do not fail. I do not fail. And I turned to the person that was sitting next to me and I said, except in the area of humility. And I mean, it was just that quick too. I do not fail. And he repeated it. And I was like, except in the area of humility. And that was something that I felt very uncomfortable with. I didn't want part of that, because I think that it is very healthy to realize that apart from God, the possibilities of failure for me, the possibilities of failure for you, are unending. A lot of people say, I never do that. And don't ever say never. You know, we need to make sure that we keep a proper perspective on the fact that we have not reached perfection. How do you equate these two statements? Is you know, you don't walk in darkness. You don't practice the truth if you are walking in darkness. But yet you say, if you say you have no sin, what is being said is there is, I don't have need of a savior. I am perfect. And I want you to know, anytime you elevate your opinion above the truth of God's word, that's a very dangerous place to be. And God will bring you to a place where you will see that that is not reality at all. So it's very humbling to remember that you're capable of doing all sorts of horrific things apart from God. By the grace of God. By the grace of God working in us and through us, we are responding to the invitation to come out of the life of sin, to live a life of holiness, and not doing it in our strength or our wisdom, but to do it in the power of God. And so how do we respond to that? Well, verse number 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He said, if we say that we haven't sinned, we make him a liar and his word isn't in us. And so that truth, it has got to be in us. It's what does it say there? And the truth is not in us. And verse number 10 says, and his word is not in us. We need to make sure that inside of us is the word of God. It's the truth of God, so that we will practice. It's very difficult to practice something externally when you are not driven by it internally. There's one more thing, one more time that it talks about the things that that are in us, and that is in 1 John chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 3. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. So it's talking about the truth. The truth is, if we know him, we are going to want to obey him. Verse number 4. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he, being Jesus, walked. So there should be this level of knowing. And many times, especially here in the Western world, we want to look at this knowledge as a head knowledge. What do I know about him? But that's not really the premise of what biblical knowledge was about. It was that we know him, we're in relationship with him, we're in fellowship with him, We commune with him. We talk with him. Really, it was supposed to be a reestablishment of the type of relational dynamic that Adam had with God in the Garden of Eden, where they would journey together in the cool of the evening. And so it was where we would be reminded, he's God and I'm not. He's the creator and I'm the pinnacle of his creation. You know, man is the ultimate in God's creation. You are not just an animal that evolved from a lower life form and suddenly, you know, everything around you just suddenly got better. No, you were created by God in his image, body, soul, and spirit. And we need to know him. So I tell you, the people that I know, I don't have to constantly remind them of the things that I know about them. Well, you know, do you ever go to one of those family reunions where people start reminding you about all of the things that you did, you know, when you were 3, 4, and 5 years old, and they're doing that because they haven't seen you for a long, long time? Well, I like to be in relationship with people where what we're talking about is not the good old days, not the glory days, not the way things used to be or the way that we hope things will be one day. We get to talk about the present realities. And so for people who know God, the question of whether or not we will obey his commandments are not an issue at all. Now, that word commandment, I did not realize this. There's been some things that I learned since I became a pastor at Merit Assembly of God. I learned that during, you know, some times past, the word discipleship and submission had some rather negative connotations in Brevard County, and there were some people that were traumatized by those words to such an extent that if you use them even in a proper biblical context, people still didn't want to be discipled, and people still had trouble submitting to one another in love. Okay, I didn't know that, I learned to walk with people through that, and I didn't realize this came later, that there were people who really struggled with the concept of commandments. I knew that people struggled with the concept of a heavenly father because there are so many negative, negative examples of human fathers, and those negative experiences get projected onto God the Father, even though he's perfect and he didn't do those things against other people. He wasn't neglectful. He's always been a good, good father. Okay? But one of the things that I found was people struggled whenever you said the word commandment. I have a Bible program that is on my computer, and it tells me all sorts of things about the Hebrew and the Greek and it will tell me the tense of the verb, whether it's past or present or future, or it tells me, you know, whether it's masculine or feminine. One of the things that it tells me is if it's an imperative or not. That means it's a commandment. When God issues a commandment, children of God who know him don't have this discussion. Well, I wonder if I should do that. I mean, he is God, he is perfect, he is wise beyond my comprehension, but I wonder if he could be trusted in this area. No, if you really know God and he says to do something, you trust him and you build upon that relationship of what you know him, and you say, you know what? I'm going to do it because I don't even need an explanation, because I know he's perfect, he's holy, and even though I don't have an explanation yet, I know that obeying God is the right thing to do. Obeying God is the best place that you will ever find yourself. right in the center of God's will is a glorious place to be. And so verse number 4 says, if we say that we know him and we do not keep his commandments, in other words, we are intentionally disobedient. We are, we're just not going to do what he said, what, you know, due to whatever personal makeup you've got or whatever. And John says, you're lying. And the truth of God is not abiding in that person. So when the truth of God becomes internalized to us, it's going to result in a fleeing from darkness, but it is also going to be a wholehearted and jubilant obeying of the commandments. David was in a battle with Absalom, and Absalom ended up dying in a conflict, and there was a guy who said, I want to run and I want to take the king to the news. And Joab said, no, you're not the one to take him this message. I'm going to send this guy over here because this is not going to be received as good news. And so he sends off that other messenger, and the guy says, man, I really want to run with this. And Joab says, fine, run. And he goes and he outraces the other guy, because he just wanted to serve David. He wanted to bring there, and he didn't tell him all of the bad news. He just told him, you know, that victory was at hand. You and I today, I pray that we will not be neglectful and slothful in discharging the responsibilities that God has so graciously allowed us to serve him with, but we will say, you know what, God, the debate is over. You said it. That settles it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it with joy. I'm going to do it with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. I'm all in, because I want people to know that the truth of God is living inside of me, and I am practicing the truth. The word of God is inside of me, and I want to represent the King well. So that's where we're going to call it an end for this week's broadcast of the Refresh Radio program. If you get an opportunity, we'd love to have you come and worship with us this Sunday morning, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening. We have Sunday school at 9:30. If you got a prayer need, contact us at MeritAssembly at hotmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We'll see you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MeritAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MeritAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, and I'm accepted. You were condemned, and I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me, because you died and rose again.
Everybody sing Amazing Love.